call 772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
With your name on it.
There's some truth to that. There's some stuff in that unseen realm that's specifically for you. You were created for it. It's got your fingerprints on it. Amen. It's got your name on it. And it's waiting to hear your voice because it's on the same vibration that you have. Somebody else can be calling and it ain't coming. Because it's yours. Amen. Some folk are going on, never called on it. So theirs went with them. But God says, I'll raise up somebody else. I'll raise up some more to take that place. See, nobody can take the place of somebody that's gone already. But God has to add someone else to do something else, what they didn't do. Amen. How important. Hebrews 11:3. Before everything we see was here, it was in the unseen, but it was here. I'm telling you, there's things in the unseen that are waiting to come into the scene and be seen. You see, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So things that are seen, things that you want to see and touch and feel, will be created by things that are not seen. Amen. But you have access to that realm that is not seen. Amen. Through faith. Through faith we understand this. Now, the potential for everything that we need exists in the unseen world of potential. I like to call it the world of possibility. We are not having, now understand this, you're not having to use your faith to create something from nothing. It's here. It's here. It's only in the unseen realm. The realm you don't see. It's there waiting to take form, waiting to speak to someone, waiting for the price on something to drop, waiting for it to be built. Amen. Just waiting on you to start saying it. Tell somebody right now, there's a blessing, many blessings in the spirit realm that have your name on it. Just sitting there in heaven's storehouse, waiting for you to call them out. Let me say it that way. So let's take a look at the four phases of faith. We read Mark 11:23. The first thing that we want to look at that's very important is God had to choose the outcome. We operate in faith the same way that God does. Now stop mealy-mouthing and wavering, always wondering if it's the will of God. You got to rid yourself of that. You can't tell somebody, you can know the will of God. And if you enter the realm of possibility, you stop wondering whether it's the will of God. How many know it's the will of God for you to be blessed? Amen. 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 Duh. Okay, well, what's your drawback? How many know it's the will of God? See, the drawback is a lot of times the conforming to the world telling you you can only go so far.
Amen. Amen.
The realm of possibility says anything is possible. Amen. I believe if it were the case and someone really had their mind up to become a billionaire, you could be a billionaire.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But see, that's where people hit a ceiling. Because the world tries to condition how we think. Amen. But see, in somebody's heart, there's the will and the desire to be a billionaire.
Amen. Amen.
Honest billionaire.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, that realm of possibility is where you have to go. So you can constantly keep your faith in God until it manifests. See, somebody's earmarked to be a billionaire.
Amen.
There are people that are earmarked. I mean, it's the possibility there for anyone.
Amen.
But there are those that have that DNA. See, the key is this. You got to enter the realm of possibility. Otherwise, everything's limited. And you'll always have questions. You'll waver. But when you enter the realm of possibility, you know anything is possible. Tell somebody right now, anything is possible. Everything is possible. There are no limitations. That's not, now here's where we get to where God had to choose an outcome. Stop messing around in the limitations of the mind. Choose an outcome. You may, billionaire might not be anywhere in your mind. Choose an outcome. What is it you want? What is it you believe? Tell someone, choose. That's where it starts. See, some people are wanting God to choose for them. Got quiet. I said, some are wanting God to choose. Not my will, Lord, but yours. No. Okay. I feel you. But your will has to be so engulfed in God's will that God says, ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. See, that's the realm of possibility. Now, if you ain't living right, and, you know, you dipping and dodging and playing games and, you know, all that stuff, then, okay, that's why faith ain't working for you. That's why you don't have faith for stuff. That's why you're full of doubt and wavering on a bit. But when you are living for God, amen, and when you are not holding grudges in your heart toward people, in other words, your heart is pure, your mind is clear. The sky is not the limit. Amen. You come into the realm of possibility. See, on the quantum level, there are not, the only thing on the quantum level is possibility. There are no set formulas. Okay, you can do this and that's it. No, it's possibility. In other words, anything's possible. What did Jesus say? He made a statement. He said, unto him that believes, all things.
Amen.
Somebody say all. No, some.
All.
A few.
All.
One.
All.
Ten.
All.
11.
All.
He said, all things. I think all means all, doesn't it? Doesn't that mean everything? All things? Anything? All things are possible to him that believes. Now, we read in the Amplified that we must have constant faith, steadfast and unmovable. You hit a bump. Keep your hands on that steering wheel.
Amen.
Amen. Hit a hole. Keep your eyes on the road. God, number one, the first phase of faith, God had to choose the outcome that he wanted. Look at somebody and tell them, what do you want? Now, some of us, would, if we were honest, we'd say, well, I really don't know. Well, let me use a term that I don't use, but good luck. Is you don't know. Who knows? Well, the Lord knows. Well, you know, Lord, come on. The Lord knows that you're wavering. That you're doubting. That he knows that. He says, let not that man think that he can receive anything. God deals with exactness. God deals with precision. God deals with faith. When he sees faith, boom, it's done. So we're not dealing with a bunch of uncertainty. That's why you got to gather evidence so that when stuff challenges, you can stand on that word and say, okay, we're not careful. We know our God. We know what he's done. We know what he's capable of doing. We ain't going to change. I don't care if we face the fire, but that's okay. We're not going to move from this because we know him. And we know that he's faithful. Amen. And we know that he honors our faith. God, tell somebody right now, choose your outcome. See, you had to choose your outcome. When God spoke, he had already thought it out, what the outcome would be. And then he spoke. See, unless you meditate and get that word in your heart and the evidence, you speak from that. You speak from that outcome that you want. Listen, if you allow yourself to operate in these phases of faith, you can get real exact. Amen. Amen. Lord, I want me a brand new this with no more than 7 miles on it. I want the plastic on the seats when I get in it. See, y'all. Some of y'all say, Lord, I just want something that runs. You get your go-kart. Can I use that? I'm telling you, God is exacting. Because it's in that realm. You can call it out of that realm of possibility. It'll manifest. Sometimes it'll manifest so to where it will scare you. You look and say, whoa. It caused you to bow down and worship God. Lord Jesus. See, some of us just feel like he's real. But he's real for real. I said, he's real for real. And if you can handle it, listen, when John saw him on the Isle of Patmos, and John believed, John knew him, he touched him, he felt him, but when he saw him in his resurrection body, John fell as a dead man. Job, after all that he suffered, when God appeared to him, he said, my ear had heard of you. He said, but now I see you. And he said, the first thing he did, I repent in sackcloth and ashes. This is more real than I thought it was.
It's time to magnify and multiply. A countywide gathering of churches celebrating unity in our community. February the 25th, starting at 5 p.m. at the Haverdale Fence Center, 2000 Virginia Avenue, Fort Pierce. It's a multi-church combined mass choir under the leadership of Larell Fredericks, with inspirational speaking from Apostle Trevor Banks and a host of pastors, dignitaries, civic leaders. Join us as we magnify and multiply, a countywide gathering of churches celebrating unity in the community. February 25th, 5 p.m., Finn Center, 2000 Virginia Avenue, Fort Pierce. We'll see your faces in the place.